A metro city will soon provide its own emergency medical services. A setback for people opposed to the new social studies academic standards. And the future of a proposed solar farm is uncertain. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The city of El Reno is launching its own in-house emergency medical services beginning July 1st. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the city hopes to improve coordination and emergency response times through this new model.
The city is transitioning from a contract with a private EMS provider to a third service model, where EMS operates in a standalone department within the city government. It's called the El Reno EMS Department. Edward Fowler is the city's emergency management director. He says the city has hired EMTs and paramedics to staff two trucks and is planning to staff a third. He says those on board are excited to start.
This is not something that happens every day in EMS in Oklahoma, or really anywhere.
The new service will launch on July 1st. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit over State Superintendent Ryan Walters' highly contested new social studies standards. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the judge says the lawsuit failed to cite any relevant laws that were broken.
The suit, filed by former Attorney General Mike Hunter, alleged the State Board of Education violated the law with the last-minute additions that instruct students to identify discrepancies in 2020 election results. The lawsuit alleges the standards harm plaintiffs, some of whom are teachers, because they, quote, represent a distorted view. But Oklahoma City Judge Brent Dishman found no law had been broken and plaintiffs lacked standing. The suit was dismissed with prejudice, which means it cannot be refiled. In a press release, Walters claimed victory. Quote, I am unapologetic that students will receive a pro-America education as the days of pushing woke DEI, CRT, and the anti-American propaganda in our schools are over. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Wagner County Commissioners voted Monday to reject a zoning request that would have moved a large solar farm project forward. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has this update.
NextEra Energy Resources wants to build solar panels on more than 4,600 acres near Porter and the Arkansas River. The project would add about 240 megawatts to Oklahoma's solar output, a significant jump from its existing 500 megawatt capacity. The company says the wattage would be equivalent to powering up to 50,000 homes annually. Landowners and nearby residents voiced concerns over environmental impacts from the panels and unease with the renewable energy company. About 25 landowners have agreements with NextEra to lease their land, and the company says it plans to continue working with local leaders to develop the project. It's unclear if the company will try to appeal the decision or if there will be a legal challenge from landowners. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The Oklahoma City Thunder is one win away from an NBA championship. KGOU's Logan Layden recaps the Thunder's win over the Indiana Pacers Monday night.
The Pacers, a strong comeback, but the Thunder had the answer. It's 3-2, OKC in front here in the NBA Finals.
The Thunder is on the precipice of bringing an NBA championship to Oklahoma City after they held the Pacers at arm's length throughout Game 5 of the NBA Finals, winning 120-109. Now, OKC will have a chance to end the series in Indianapolis on Thursday night. I'm Logan Layden.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.